McGrath with the title track from her new album. She's performing Sunday night at the Yellow Cab, and I caught up with her earlier today as she was on the road. We started our conversation talking a little bit about what this year has been like for her musically.
Tommy and I were just talking about how amazing this year has been. We started off in January kind of putting together what we wanted to accomplish this year. We were finishing up our 2015 release of Crazy Beautiful. And so we decided we're just going to get out and just do an amazing tour schedule this year, and which we've done. We were in England twice. We were just finishing up a Southwestern tour. We were in Florida for the Frank Brenner National Songwriters Festival. We played the famous Bluebird Cafe in Nashville. Canada, we've been touring Canada. And I also wrote and finished my children's book called Jake the Road Dog and self-published it and have gotten it in bookstores and doing book readings and signings. And so it's been a really ambitious year. And also we did something that was on my bucket list, which was to visit Transylvania. And I know in Ohio we have all kinds of Transylvanians there. I have some relatives there, and my grandparents came from Transylvania and never had an opportunity to go back and see their village. And so we did that this year while we were overseas, and it was just beautiful.
It sounds like that would be such an amazing source of inspiration for you as a songwriter. Do you find that all of your travels this year, and in particular that sort of, you know, family homecoming for you, has that been kind of feeding you creatively as you've been going?
Absolutely, Julia. When I started out in January, I was kind of, you know, we were sitting up in a snowstorm in Canada, and you know, what are we going to do this year? Because we've worked so hard. I mean, Tommy and I have lived in Nashville. We've done the whole thing, and we've toured everywhere and released albums, and our Crazy Beautiful CD did so well, you know, and it received a first-round Grammy nomination. So where do we go from there? And when an artist gets to that point, sometimes, you know, it's hard to find the creativity. You know, you've got to kind of recreate the creativity, so to speak, or wait for it to come. And so that's where I was in January. So when I found that by May, when we went to Transylvania and found the church where my grandparents got married, where my grandmother used to sing when she was there, when a young girl, I just came home just busting full of ideas. And that's when I finished my book in July. And then we started touring in this fall and just really excited and having a blast.
So then are you guys, I know that you and Tom do some co-writing. Are you the type of artist that are able to write while you're on the road, or is it kind of soak it all up on the road and then come home and do the writing?
Yeah. Right now, this tour we're on right now, which we're going to finish up in Dayton on Sunday, this has been a really kind of just run-and-gun tour. Like, we've been on the road, and so we haven't had a lot of time to sit down and do any writing, but we gather ideas, you know, like you said, we gather inspiration, gather story ideas, and then we're looking forward to taking some time off January and February, finishing the album that we're working on right now and releasing that early spring. And as a matter of fact, we wrote a new song back in November when we were on our way through Nashville and just finished recording it with Reba McEntire's piano player, Catherine Marks. And so that came out of being on the road and being inspired. But normally we just go home and then we'll start to write at home when we're in our little environment.
And so there'll be a new release coming spring of 2018. How exciting.
Yes, we're really excited about it. We've got some great ideas on how to promote this album. We're heading back to England in April, and we've already got folks down here in the southwestern United States and also Midwestern really, really excited about the new songs. We've been playing a couple of them during this tour, so people are really excited to hear it, and we can't wait to get back here and release it. Probably, I would think, down here in May and June.
And so will we be hearing a couple of new tunes in Dayton on Sunday?
Yes, we will. Yep. Mm-hmm.
And I'm curious, too, I know that you do have a holiday release out, and since it is the season, will you be incorporating any of that into your set here in town?
We are. I love Christmas, and I love Christmas music. So we've been mixing it up, and as the tour goes along, we've been adding more Christmas songs. So by the time we get to Dayton on Sunday, I would say we're going to have about 6 or 7 Christmas songs, and it's a really beautiful, magical kind of concert that we've put together. It's acoustic, just Tommy and I both on guitars and vocals, but everyone is, in fact, the other night we finished with our big Christmas finale, and people literally got up and formed a circle on stage behind us, and it was just beautiful. So that's the kind of thing we're hoping to bring Sunday.
Oh, that just sounds like so much fun, both for the audience and for you guys as artists to have that sort of interaction and interplay with your audience like that. Just sounds magical.
Yeah, we have beautiful fans, and you know, people right now they're at a place where they're enjoying hearing positive music, you know, inspirational music. That's what we're trying to bring, and our songs always have that kind of message. You know, some of them are love songs, some are story songs. We've got a song called Dartmoor, which is about the Dartmoor Hill ponies over in England, and then with our Christmas songs, I think it's a really pretty show.
Oh, we will most definitely have something to look forward to this Sunday night at the Yellow Cab. I want to, before you go, I do want to ask you a little more about the children's book that you released this year, Jake the Road Dog. So is Jake based on a true road dog?
Jake is a part Husky, part Australian Shepherd, and we rescued him when we were living in Nashville, and we got him from the pound, and he is so much my boy that he and I have like separation anxiety when I'm on the road, like if I'm in England and stuff. So we started taking him on the road in the States and Canada, and we got all these great stories with him. So one day I thought, that's what I'm going to write my children's book about, is the life of a road musician only through the road dog's eyes. And so we've got all kinds of cool stories in there. And I've also included a CD with 3 songs on it. And Jake's got his own Facebook page, and Instagram and Twitter. And so we're having a blast with it. And I did when we were down at the festival in Florida, I did a book reading and signing in one of the local bookstores. And they actually took some of the proceeds of the book sales and donated them to the local Humane Society. So we've been having a great time doing that. Local vets have been coming into our book readings and bringing their dogs in, their rescue dogs, and talking about rescue dogs and how to integrate them into the family. And so it's been a really neat thing, because I'm a real supporter of rescue dogs as well.
And what a cool way to sort of get out there as an artist, but in a different way than music, you know, to have that same kind of like, oh, I'm going to go and interact with people based on my art, but to have it be a sort of different art form, that's got to be really a really fun experience. And I'm sure there are some similarities, but also some differences between, you know, being a musician on stage and then going and doing these events with the book.
It has been incredible, more than I ever dreamed. I didn't even know how to start writing a book, but I've written songs for so many years. And after living in Nashville and really learning the craft of songwriting, and I did take an online children's book course as well. to kind of get me started and figure out, you know, how to basically write it. But it has been a really cool journey, and they've kind of helped each other. I found that after I wrote the book, when I went back to do some more songwriting, I had a fresh approach to it as well. And vice versa, when I was writing the book, I would try to bring in a musical approach to the words, like a lyrical approach as well, and think about that. And because, you know, the song is called the 3-minute movie, you have to tell it in 3 minutes. Whereas a book is forever. You know, you can keep going as long as you want to go, but at some point, I just felt like I'm just going to kind of be like the song and let this just play itself out. And when the book is done, the book is done, and that's how I finished it. And it's been a really, really neat journey for me.
How wonderful. Well, Tia, I don't want to take up too much more of your time, but if you would, could you tell us maybe something that you would want, like, the audience to listen for in particular, or you know, a particular song that you're really excited to share with them this weekend at the Yellow Cab?
We are going to do, I mentioned Dartmoor, which I've had people just kind of gasp when we perform that one. But Crazy Beautiful is our title track of our CD, and this is a bittersweet moment for us. We're finishing our Crazy Beautiful tour. This is the last tour of this album release, which was released in 2015, as I mentioned. And the title track is so awesome, and I think it ties in with a nice message of wishing everyone a crazy beautiful holiday season, crazy beautiful Christmas, and going into a crazy beautiful 2018 where you just kind of go for your dream and, you know, just go for it. Get that bucket list checked off.
This is my conversation with Tia McGrath. She's going to be performing at the Yellow Cab this Sunday night. We've got all the details about the show up on our Facebook page, facebook.com/kaleidoscope radio. Paige Beller is going to be opening that one up. Let's take a listen to this one from her.